Stephen Miller, Donald Trump will extend visa, migration curbs. By Neil Monroe on October 30, 2020. Stephen Miller, a top aide to President Donald Trump, is predicting a second Trump administration will continue its curbs on white-collar visa workers and on blue-collar asylum seekers, according to an NBC News report. The October 30 NBC report said Miller wouldn't commit to lifting the freeze on new green cards and visas that's set to expire at the end of the year, saying it would be entirely contingent on governmental analysis that factors in the state of the job market. This summer, Trump blocked the arrival of more cheap labor H-1B and J-1 visa workers, so creating more jobs and wages for Americans. Business and progressive groups are suing to remove the block. The block is set to expire on January 1 but can be extended. Miller also said the administration would like to transport asylum-seeking migrants to the many safe countries they transit as they travel from South America, India, or Africa to the U.S.-Mexico border. The president would like to expand that to include the rest of the world, Miller said. And so if you create safe third partners in other continents and other countries and regions, then you have the ability to share the burden of asylum seekers on a global basis. Trump's asylum reforms have dramatically stopped the southern migration. In 2019, for example, border officials were forced by law to release roughly 400,000 migrants into the U.S. economy, amid applauded by left-wing progressives. In 2020, the number dropped to roughly 16,000, amid much criticism from progressives. The U.S. will also improve the interview process to identify and exclude potential threats, Miller suggested. That includes enhanced screening methods and more information sharing among agencies to vet applicants seeking admission into the country. The U.S. already looks for ties to terrorism and extremist groups. Miller wants to go further by vetting the ideological sympathies or leanings of visa applicants to gauge their potential for recruitment by radicals. Trump's deputies have already tightened rules to help exclude totalitarian Islamic believers, such as the migrant who murdered three older people in a French church on October 29. Miller also promised a crackdown on sanctuary cities, but that is unlikely to be successful unless the GOP regains a House majority. NBC portrayed Miller in a thoroughly negative light despite the huge benefit that Trump's immigration policy has delivered to American workers, college graduates, and families. Miller has spearheaded an immigration policy that critics describe as cruel, racist and antithetical to American values as a nation of immigrants. He scoffs at those claims, insisting that his only priority is to protect the safety and wages of Americans. Under Trump, Americans have been able to win higher wages and get more jobs because the government is delivering fewer migrants and asylum seekers to U.S. employers. Joe Biden goes out and says the other day that America is nothing more than an idea, Trump said at an October 25 rally in New Hampshire. No. America is a great country. That's what it is. It's a great country. And you can't have a great country unless you have borders, he said. In contrast, Joe Biden's 2020 plan promises to reassert America's commitment to asylum seekers and refugees, wipe out Trump's asylum reforms, bar any deportations for 100 days, and end migration enforcement against illegal aliens unless they commit a felony. Biden also wants to let companies import more visa workers, let mayors import temporary workers, and allow an unlimited flow of foreign graduates through U.S. universities into white-collar jobs. Biden would exempt from any cap the recent graduates of Ph.D. programs in STEM fields. Biden also wants to accelerate the inflow of chain migration migrants and dramatically accelerate the inflow of poor refugees to at least 125,000 per year. The influx of low-wage workers from all across the world will drive down incomes, drive down wages, deplete the middle class, bankrupt Social Security, bankrupt Medicare, bankrupt Medicaid, bankrupt federal entitlements, overcrowd schools, and overcrowd every hospital in the middle of a pandemic, Miller told reporters on October 28. It is an assault on reason, it is an assault on law enforcement, and it's an assault on the very idea of having a country, having a republic, Miller added. This is not about left or right or center. This is about between having a country, or not even having a country.